Thrills. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Cheap Thrills. I'm your host, Etheria, and here's your top stories of the week. And now, here's your top stories in gaming. Welcome back, guys. So, last time we talked, I went on to see Fallout, the series, TV series. That series was really good. It was really good. And, God damn it, you know how good it was? It was so good. I went and bought the Fallout 4. Yes, I went and bought the game Fallout 4. It's just that good. There was a lot. Okay, so if you guys don't know, we were focused on this character Lucy and the ghoul, and this guy Maximus. He was playing one of the Brotherhood and stuff like that. This is what this series made me feel. Do I own some other Fallout games? Yes. Have I seen this game being played? Have I played them personally? Not really. And it's a very big game. But the lore is incredibly rich. Now, out of the series, my personal favorite is Las Vegas. With this series, I felt like exactly what Sony games make me feel. I feel like I'm not playing a game. I feel like I'm watching a movie. And with this one, I felt like I was watching someone play a game and I'm just in the background. So it's one in the same. And with these characters, they gave me the idea of, okay, clearly, Vault-Tec is the real enemy here. And what was happening in all these vaults? I think it's 120 vaults total. There was some experimenting going on because I think it was like the second to the last, there's 8 episodes, so it's 7, that they was like really showing what was Vault-Tec's real intention was. And it all ties to one of the characters. When you first see them in the series, you would think, okay, this is a bad guy. And he's not a bad guy. He's actually, to me, he's the protagonist because he knows what happened. And the antagonists are Vault-Tec. Lucy, in the beginning, I didn't like her because I was like, listen, you are taking me out of this world. And the only reason why you're taking me out of this world is because you are too naive. Like, the shit that she was doing, I was like, girl, if you would have been dead a long time ago. A long time ago. Now, I understand that she was going to look for her father, but if you go into a place that you are not familiar with where you're going, and again, I'm only applying this like to the real world because it's a live action game. It's like you have to take your time to examine the world in which you live in. You can't, you know, you. I know you came from the vault and everything, but that life that you grew up in, that life should have disappeared in your mind, and all of the laws should have disappeared the moment you stepped out of Vault 33. Now, I'm not going to tell you guys the whole thing because there's a whole bunch of twists and turns with her, too. But the reason why I like this series so much is, and I feel like I'm giving you guys a review of the series, even though it is a game series and whatnot. But the reason why I liked it so much is because I, again, felt like, oh my God, someone is playing this game. And mind you, in the whole series, we didn't know nothing about Vault 33, let alone 32. And if we did, it was like in a DLC, and I didn't get that, like, you know, by that time, we didn't get that far. But, it's a good series. I don't know if you guys have access to it, but it's definitely one to look out for. If you got Amazon, try to watch it there, because that's where it's, like, you know, it's streaming at. You might have to wait for the box set if you ain't got that. But they just got signed for season 2, which is going to focus on New Vegas. And I'm so excited about that. I'm so excited about that. And I know that seems like it's a spoiler, because it is. It doesn't seem like it is a spoiler. But if you watch this series, that's not really the spoiler. It's not really the spoiler. But you can understand why they're going there. If you played if you played New Vegas, you can see how they tied it in. Now, I know this is a gaming section and everything, but here's the thing. Fallout 4, the post-apocalyptic wasteland action RPG, is gaining popularity in Europe. And it jumped over 7,500 last week after the show came out. I'm telling you, when I saw this show, I couldn't help myself, and they also got this update that's coming out next week, which will make the game be more stable on the consoles. It will also give you 60 frames per second on the PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series S and X. The stability for the PlayStation 4 and on Xbox One will be included as well. But people are excited to see how this game plays. Now, I bought the game Game of the Year version of this game. And that game right now is going for $10. So if you do have an Xbox account, you can purchase that game. Because right now, if you got Game Pass, Fallout 4, the main game, is on Game Pass. But the DLC is not on there. speaking of physical games, okay. So, okay. There was this tweet that came out, yeah? And it was from physical media. It was an account on Twitter. And they said that Target is going to start phasing out their physical media in 2025, next year. We saw this coming. We saw this coming. And I'm going to explain to you why. Number one. When they start selling a 4K disc and stuff like that for $30, it's not worth it. For some people, I'm only going to speak for myself. I'm not going to speak for anyone else. I personally don't like the idea of spending that much money on any physical media. And I'm going to explain to you why. Do I have a good television setup? Yeah, I do. But in my mindset, I get all of my stuff digitally for one reason and one reason only. I like to get it because I like my movies to be readily available whenever I want it. Now, don't get me wrong. I see the beneficial things to the Blu-ray. Because usually when you buy a Blu-ray, you can actually get the free, movies everywhere. But that doesn't work on all of the movies. And also there's a huge catalog that doesn't have that. So, I think the last movie I bought physically was The Batman. That was the last one I bought. And I got that for $10. And that was a 4K. And can I be honest with you guys? I bought that only for the digital code. I bought that for the digital code. But yeah, they're phasing it out. And everyone is looking at games now. They're like, oh my God, games are literally moving into the digital realm. And they're not going to be making physical games anymore. But I think Xbox was ahead of the game and stuff like that. They were like, we might as well make it all digital. That's why I think these next upgrade systems, I think they're going to be digital. All digital. The only one who can possibly be physical is Nintendo. Because Nintendo use cartridges. Because we don't know what this next system is going to use or what it's going to be. Because Nintendo could very well make this system straight digital. Because I remember reading that they really want to focus on the Nintendo account and making sure that whatever you buy, it's readily available to you. So they could possibly go full digital with this new system. But the problem that I have with them is that I just don't trust them. And I'm talking about Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft. Because they could delist your game. And if you gather up a collection, that's why you can't be, you know, doing some crazy stuff when you on these services and stuff like that, harassment and whatnot, because you can make quite a collection and you can lose it like that. They can ban you or suspend your account, aka all of your games. So that's how I feel. You can, if they do go full digital, which I see that's happening in the near future, that has to be put in place. You may not be able to play online, yeah? But you should still have access to your games. You just can't put them online. Those games should be readily available to you offline through your memory stick, or I guess flash drive for Nintendo. And guys, I think the PlayStation 5 Pro is a real thing. Y'all remember that rant I just had last week, right? About, I think it's real. And this is from The Verge. Sony is asking developers to get games ready over the summer with a push for ray tracing support. Sony is getting ready to release a more powerful PS5 console, possibly at the end of this year, after reports leaked that the PS5 Pro specification surfaced recently. The code name is Trinity. The PS5 Pro model will include a more powerful GPU and a slightly faster CPU mode. All the Sony changes point to a PS5 Pro that will be far more capable in rendering a game with ray tracing and hitting higher resolution and frame rates. The Trinity mode has a mode that targets 3.85 gigahertz CPU frequency. And this is according to some of the documents from the developers. I don't like the idea of this. The PS5 memory also runs at 448 gigabytes, but the Pro is going to bump it up to 576 gigabytes. This shit is insane. Developers will also get more access to the overall system memory. Can use the additional 1.2 gigabytes of system memories on the PS5 Pro, which is right now they're only using 12.5 on a PS5 and whatnot. This is bullshit. We're not even 5 years in and they're already talking about they want to make a more powerful system. But like I was telling somebody earlier, I told them, I said, I can count on one fucking hand. One. hand, how many PS5 exclusive first party, I'm not talking about Square Enix, guys, or any other of those third party games. And I'm also bearing that in mind, I am looking at Demon Souls. But on one hand, Sony first party exclusives that they have out on a PS5 right now. It's bullshit. It's bullshit if you ask me. Like this stuff here is supposed to be on the PS5. We're supposed to be looking at this on the PS5, and we're not. And we're not. And that makes me angry. Look, I'm on IGN right now. Sorry. Y'all think I'm not ragging on the Final Fantasy VII remake, rebirth, and all that. I'm not. I'm just trying my damnedest here. I'm trying my damnedest to figure out why are the PS5 players are not buying this game. I'm trying to figure that out. They're talking about that so far, and it's been 2 months. Sony, let alone Square Enix, has not said anything about the sales of the Rebirth. Anything. It is rumored that it's only been 3 million that has been sold. Oh, let's go back to some all right news. Nintendo did that little indie. And can I be honest with you guys? The only thing that stuck out to me on that the indie direct was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game. That was the only thing that looked interesting. Nothing else stood out to me, to be quite honest. Nothing. I'll tell you what, let me see if I can find a little bit more about this. I'm interested in, I thought that they were going to release the trailer to Hollow Knight 2. The good thing that came out this week was a lot of people played Hades 2, and it was a technical demo. So far, everyone seemed to like it. Of course, they only played it on the Steam. And why not? If you don't know, is that game Hades is on Game Pass, right? Hades is a good game. I think that's what I played. I think I played it on I played it on a Game Pass. Yeah, I played it on the Game Pass. I didn't play it on the PlayStation. So I'm excited to see what Hades 2 brings. It's a very It's fun, but it is very challenging. I know, you saw I switched that from Nintendo really quick. I told you guys, the only thing that stood out to me was that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle game. But you can go on YouTube and watch it. What else happened? Oh, Splintered Fate. That's the name of that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle game. I don't know. The art style is interesting. I'll say that much. But, I did get the Cowabunga collection on sale, of course. But, I'm not interested in it no more. Oh, shoot. Okay, guys. And I guess with that part, well, in this segment of the podcast here. And those are your top stories in gaming. And now, here's your top stories in pop culture. Okay, listen. Y'all gonna hate what the fuck I'm gonna say, but I'm gonna say it any motherfucking way. I heard Taylor Swift's new album. That shit sucks. That shit sucks. You wanna know what? I don't... It sucks. It sucks. No, I'm not gonna backtrack on shit. Hell, I told you a lot last time. Her last album, Midnight. Good album, but wasn't her best. This album sucks. I think that at this time, she was talking about, you know, when she was at the Grammys, oh my God, I've been working on this album 5 years and stuff like that, and now here it is. Why are you going, girl? This is the first thing. And it's a double album, mind you, because she released the first half of the album out at 12. And then 2 hours later, then she released the rest of the songs. So Taylor, listen to me. Matt Healy, why is he a topic? Why is he a topic? You were Tracy Cavett's. Is that his name? Travis Kelce? Why are you talking about this man? Why are you talking about... What was her damn... What she was in a relationship with? God, his damn name. That's why I don't like her. Because she goes through so many goddamn niggas. Why were you talking about him? I don't feel that you moved the needle. I actually feel with this album you went back. You have to understand, 1989 for Taylor Swift was a jump. It was a jump. But This album sounds like the old Taylor. Fuck them and then she writes a song about them. Talking about how much that relationship was such a trouble or such a bother for her to be in. Like, girl, calm the fuck down. What is that that boy's name? She has such a long list, my God. Oh my God, Taylor dated Eddie Redmayne? Oh, God damn, you're such a slut. She dated a lot of boys from London. A lot. She also had someone mentioning that too. But I think that, Joe Unwin. And she was with him for a long time. 6 years. I didn't like this album. I thought it was a step back for her. I thought that all of the songs sound the same. All of them sound the same. And that's Jack Antonoff's fault. I think because he just got married. I feel, this is just my personal feeling. I feel that these songs could have went to Lana Del Rey, or it could have went to that other girl, because he usually writes songs for her too. Lord. And I think that this album. Now, here's the thing. This is the thing that's kicking my ass. Y'all think I don't see you? And I'm talking to you, Taylor Swift fans. You think I don't see you? I see you. I see what y'all try to do. Y'all like, what you might have shown me is that y'all are scared of, y'all are terrified of fucking, it's a personal vendetta against motherfucking Taylor, Beyonce. Because I truly believe y'all like Beyonce. I truly believe y'all like that album that she just released. But you have a sense of loyalty to Taylor Swift that y'all gonna beat this album up. And for what? This is not a good album. And it is perfectly okay to criticize this girl in her album. But y'all are going to make this album bigger than what it is. And I know why. Because what y'all want to do is y'all want this girl to get Album of the Year again. That's what it's about. First of all, I heard all these damn songs and I didn't want to dance on neither one of them. Not one. So why the fuck is this a pop album? It's not a pop album. It's not. I would venture to say it's a little bit more alternative. So I'm confused as to why y'all try to say that it's a pop album. Shit. Wait a minute. Let me see something. Because was Folklore pop? I'm going into my Apple Music. See, it's alternative. I thought this was more of an alternative album. This is not a pop album. So, this is what I did with it, and I'm not even lying to you guys. I did listen to that album. I listened to it. I didn't like it. and I took it off of my playlist. I took it off my playlist, and then I turned around and I went right back to Cowboy Carter. Cowboy Carter, ever since that album came out, let me tell you guys something, ever since that fucking album came out, I do not go to sleep without thinking about a song, or I do not wake up in the morning and not think about that damn album. And this is just me being honest with you, because I was looking forward to Taylor Swift's album. I was looking forward to it. But it just, I was just like, oh, this is not doing it for me. And I understand that her album has to grow on people. I've always given her that grace. But like I said, Midnight didn't grow on me. I actually liked Midnight. There was a couple of songs I did skip, but when I circle back around after a couple of weeks and I can see, okay, this is a good album. Wasn't better than SZA album, but it's a bop. Okay. So yeah, right in there, we're gonna have to leave it there, cause it's a bad album. Drake, Miss Aubrey. Okay, so give me 50 push-ups. I heard it. It leaked, and now it's officially released as a single. And it was a response to Kendrick's, you know, this that was on Metro Boomin and Future album, like that. I thought it was cute, but it didn't go as hard as I thought that it could. I'm glad that he responded, but his jabs, though they were quick, but they didn't hit hard. Sorry. They didn't hit hard. He went on to say some shit talking about that Kendrick Lamar record label kind of forced him to play nice with Taylor Swift and the like. As a feature and whatnot. And that's confusing to me, because I was like, bitch, and I'm talking to Miss Aubrey Drake. I said, bitch, did you not have a single with Justin Bieber? It's like, girl, what? Girl, what? What? It was just like a lot of the shit that he was saying on the album. Girl, it could be disproven. Never sold out outside of the country. He sold out Japan. Kendrick Lamar sold out a Japan show. Now, I thought that you was low when you hit him under the belt when you talked about his wife Whitney, saying that, alleging that she was dating the bodyguard of Kendrick Lamar. I thought that was a little bit snarky. I listen to it, but I only listen to it a couple of times because it's Drake. Like, I never can take him seriously. And I, it's the fact that you leaked this song out, and the only reason why your punk ass leaked it is because you didn't want, you wasn't sure if the public was going to like this album or this single. And when you did, then you officially released it, you know. And the stupid idiots, and let me talk to you motherfucking fans. Okay, it's leaked. Now it's official. Don't go buy the fucking album. You heard it leaked. Girl, what the fuck you spending your money down for? Why y'all constantly keep helping these rich motherfuckers? I don't understand. That shit is asinine to me. Now I'm excited to see what Kendrick release and stuff like that. I don't think that Kendrick should rush to respond. I really don't, because it, when you do respond, and this is what I feel from Kendrick, when Kendrick respond, I think that he's going to hit him so hard that Drake just can't do nothing about it. Like, Rick Ross responded like 2 hours after that, 2 hours, guys, after he released that, or not even released it, but leaked it. Rick Ross went out, called that boy white boy, talked about he had a BBL, he's calling him BBL Drake. He was talking about that plane that Drake got was a loaner, and not even a loaner, but it's an old plane, and that he shouldn't ride in it. That he was like, how you gonna come at Kendrick Lamar about, you know, who he pays as a manager? You was paying like 10 people, but you got your album off now. And so now it's like, Drake, you and Kendrick, you can't come at Kendrick. You and Kendrick are not on the same levels. And you know that you're not. I don't even understand why you... It is so typical. Drake, you a bitch. You a bitch for officially releasing that album. You just should have you should have just waited. That album shouldn't... That song shouldn't have been released. Or leaked. But you did that on purpose. It is rumored that Kendrick might be releasing an album in May. If so, that would be the shock. That would be a shock. Because you know he's not with Top Dog no more. He's not. He's on his own. So I'm excited to see what he does and stuff like that. Drake, you need to address Rick Ross, because Rick Ross has been on your fucking neck this whole past week. He's been on your neck. Did y'all see what he did? He released a text message from him and his mom. Like, Drake, you are such a pussy, man. You are truly a pussy. Jawad Carmichael. Okay, guys. All right. I have not even seen this special. This is reality show. I haven't even seen it. But he had went on the Breakfast Club, and he had addressed the narrative about him being acting like, you know, it's a slave role playing with his boyfriend and they tried to make it into something sexual. And that he went on there and he said that's not what it was about. And he put it into context. He was like, he has a boyfriend who happens to be white. And he said that he is so well read, meaning that he reads a lot of books, that he feels inadequate in that field. Though he finds himself to be intelligent, but he feels like, you know, inadequate and feels like, you know, he has to overcompensate for it, and it makes him think like he's being a slave, being taught to read books and whatnot. I'm not saying it was a bad joke. It's a bad joke. I'm not saying it was a good joke. It was a bad joke. But the way how he put it in context on the special, it makes sense. Now, people are up in arms because Gerard is dating, Gerard is a black man who is dating a white man, and they sexualized it for no reason. And I never understood that. It was confusing to me. Like, why did y'all sexualize this? Because a lot of people are pissed off in the gay community, particularly the black gay community, that he is dating a white man. But he addresses that in the special. I think that's what's going on around this series, is that I think the rollout, the first couple of episodes, I think it was such shock value that it's not to be taken serious. And I'm sure there's a message of his handling of him being a homosexual, and how he is he's going through the world in this new light. I don't think that he should have put it on a show like this. But as he said, the reason why he did it for himself, but he felt that he wanted someone else to see this who don't get the chance to see this on regular television or in the media field. I think that's a bit of a leap. I think that there's plenty of people. But then again, though, like I said, I don't think this is for gay people. I really don't believe this is for gay people. I think this is for DL men. I think that's the target. Because Gerard was, he was with women, and then he came into, you know, himself. So I think that's what this is about. And I think that the target is for DL men. But I wanted to say all that to say that I thought that him going on the Breakfast Club and challenging them and checking them and saying, look, I don't want you guys to not only misconstrue my show, but not to turn it into something ugly. But getting in there, like I said, I think the first two episodes, Gerald, I think that you shouldn't have done that first two. I think those should have been like the last two or somewhere in the middle. Uh, I was gonna talk about Tesla. Did y'all see that they, they had to recall those Tesla trucks. I've seen those Tesla trucks in person. I've got to be honest with you guys. Those are the most ugliest fucking trucks I've ever seen in my fucking life. They look like an asshole will own something like that. They look like an asshole will own something like that. But yeah, here's my thing about that damn shit. And I'm talking to, them. I was like, if you're gonna spend over $100K on a fucking, on any fucking thing, baby, when I tell you the shit better be pristine by the time it gets in front of me, it's a shoddy job. What they did with those trucks. And they know they fucked them up. They know they did that. What is confusing to me is why y'all going out of your fucking way to go buy these things? You know that they're not ready. And then this goddamn, shit, I want to go see this movie, Civil War. I think I want to go see it. It looks interesting. Oh, child, did y'all see that shit about Brian McKnight? Let me see if I saved it. Okay, so someone was talking to, Brian Knight. It was praising God and whatnot, right? And he was like, the same God, this is what someone responded to him. He was like, the same God that said, honor thy father and mother, also said, children are the gifts, are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward for him. And train up a child in the way he should go. And when he's older, he will not depart from it. Your children are a reflection of the work and prayers and spirituality and moral compass that your parents poured into kids. You disown kids that you created, and you are also against God. By judgment day, it's between you and your maker. So carry on. And then this is what this asshole responded with. God wasn't talking about children that are a product of sin, which these are. He was talking about his other wise kids, because he's been married. Number one, I didn't raise them. Their mother did. Two, know the whole story before quoting the Bible. Three, take your inaccurate negativity off my page and try being happy. The fact that you called your offspring a product of sin, you are a dick. You are a dick. Y'all gotta be careful who y'all lay up with, man. Y'all have to be careful. That's why I believe totally you should get to know this person. You shouldn't have no kid by no person for no more than 5 years. At the least, not no more, but at the least, you got to know them for at least 5 years. That way you can understand whether or not, or get an idea of whether or not who this person is that you're laying up beside. But y'all are so quick to get pregnant by these motherfuckers. Y'all really are. It couldn't be me. Baby, it couldn't be me. You couldn't call my kids no product of sin and still be walking around here thinking you the shit. I'd have handled you. I would have handled you personally. And Glorita, she got arrested for DUI. You might not have a driver, but how do you not have a driver? I don't know. Should be all right, hopefully. Okay, guys, and with that, I think I'm gonna end it here. And those were your top stories in pop culture. Well, guys, it looks like we've come to the end of another great episode here on Cheap Thrills. I've been your host, Etheria. And I look forward to chatting with you guys next week. If you'd like to write to us, you can contact us at cheapthrillspodcast01@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at cheapthrillspodcast01.